super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Okay, this is the Road to the WFU 4th Anniversary Show, and tonight we have not one, not two, but a whole shitload of the WSU locker room here. We have the returning champ, Primetime Amy Lee. We have the definition of technician, Cindy Rogers. We have Jana. And first time out, we have Brittany Savage and Latasha. Welcome to the show, girls.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Well, Brittany, you know, you and Latasha haven't been here yet, so let's go with Brittany first. Why don't you tell, you know, what got you into wrestling, who trained you, and what you're looking to do in WSU?
Oh, boy. So what got me into wrestling was when I was a little girl, I would just jump around on my parents' bed with the WWF volume music because I'm a dork. And as I proceeded to get older, my brother's friend was starting to train with one of the schools out in Long Island. So I begged and begged to go to the school with him. And finally he took me, and I just started training for like a year and a half before I started doing a show. So that's basically how I started and how I'm here now.
You've wrestled other places before WSU, right?
No, actually, WSU was my first ever live show. Like, I've done a show for FTW, but it was just managing, so I don't really count that because it was like a little side show. But WSU was my first show, and it was actually against Melissa Coates and Trixie Lynn, and I teamed up with Reina Von Tosh.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. So you're so much of a newbie, but like you've gotten over it so strong because you're basically the head of the Cosmos Club.
I guess you could say that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say so. Hell yeah, you're the madam of the brothel.
Yeah, true. So
I've definitely come a long way.
Oh yeah. You're like you went from that transition to being cute to being like a real low down heel. It was great.
What the hell are you saying? You got
off? I know, right? Thanks. I went brunette, so now it's all downhill from there.
Hey, what the hell kind of comment is that? You said, you started out being cute, but now you're an ultimate. What are you trying to say? Oh, yeah, you were really hot, but now you're ugly?
No. It's a compliment on her work because, you know, she just slid right into that.
What you should say is, you know what, Brittany? When you first came in, I like looking at your tight ass and your beautiful tan, but now I enjoy watching you wrestle in the ring because you really improved and you got a lot of talent. And by the way, congratulations for being your rookie of the year in the top 50 women wrestling of PWI. Jesus Christ. So I have to hold this interview too?
Well, you want your own show. That can be arranged, you know?
Right.
It's like, Brittany, you sucked when you first started, but you were a blonde. But now, however, since you're a brunette, you know, I'm not paying attention to your look.
I don't look like that, but I'm, you know, you got to remember my background. I come from the adult film background, so, you know, I way past that whole thing. I look at talent, work rate, and all that other good
Lord.
Shit. Plus, you know, you're easy on the eyes. I'm not going to, you know, deny that. So. Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Latasha, it's your turn. Tell us about yourself, how you got here, and, you know, who trained you and what your expectations are.
All right. I started training in September of 2003. I used to actually watch wrestling with my grandmother and my mother, and they're big diehard wrestling fans. And I actually went to a King of the Ring pay-per-view when I was about 7 years old, and I remember telling my grandmother, when I'm old enough, this is what I want to do, and she kind of just laughed it off and was like, yeah, okay, you're going to change your mind in a couple of years, and I actually did, and I actually started watching wrestling regularly, and I went to high school, actually, with one of the Boston Show members, Lexus, and I got her into wrestling, and when she told me that her mother actually worked with a wrestling promoter, we checked out a local school that was right down the road from us. And we were into it right away. So what I did was I helped out a lot. I did concession. I would tape shows. I would do music. So I was involved with independent wrestling when I was about 12 years old, just helping out. And when I was old enough to start training at 16 is when I started. And in the first show of WSU, I was contacted to actually work the show, and I was really excited because it was the first time that I've actually branched out of Massachusetts, going down to New Jersey, and I actually really enjoy working with all the girls down there. They're really cool, and it's really professional, and like WSU is obviously the number one top women's promotion out there, so I teamed myself with Jana, and hoping that now we'll be able to take the tag belt and show everyone that we're a serious tag team and that we really want the gold and that we'll be able to hold on to it for quite some time.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. That sort of brings us to the show because the Saints aren't here. They say they're training.
They're working the freaking corners over there in Times Square. Who are you kidding?
They're there. They saw something shiny, so that's what they're doing. They're staring.
Okay, but you two are the veteran teams, the Soul Sisters and Primetime and Cindy. You're the veteran teams. They should be scared.
This is how you get yourself in trouble. First of all, they're not the veteran tag teams. Cindy and I are the true veteran tag team. See, we're both trained old school. See, the guys that trained us were Larry Sharp and Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch. May he rest in peace with his Coors Light. Okay? We're old school, okay? We've been around a long time. Cindy, how long you been wrestling now?
10 years.
Thank you very much. I'm going in my 22nd year of professional wrestling, okay? So now we are the veterans, okay? They are established wrestlers. There's a difference. We're old school, baby. We're the veterans. We've been around there. We've done it. We've conquered it. They are established wrestlers. And the Bell Saints, well, they're just little girls in training bras, okay, learning to put their teeny tiny tampons in their snatches.
That might be what they're doing tonight.
With the, yeah, because you know what? That paper gets shiny with the light, and they're like, look at the pretty tube. Is it a kaleidoscope?
Well, either that or they just, you know, they're fascinated by the string. I don't know. Could be. You know,
they're... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They could be playing with it.
I think Marty Bell actually is a model for Ethiopia because she's so damn skinny.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in all actuality, they should be scared because, you know, the experience and, you know, it's an uncensored rules match, so that sort of puts it in Cindy in your favor, Amy.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I contacted Sean Mick, and I had asked him to step it up a bit because if people are going to wrestle me these days, then we all know I'm fat, old, and, you know, I'm trying to get back in shape here. If we're going to do something like this and we're going to make it a three-way and it's an anniversary show, it's not going to be a boring match. No, we're going to step it up because what I want all the fans out there to bring some weapons. That's what I want.
That's never been done before in WSU.
Absolutely not. And you know what? It's the first time for everything. I think I earned that right to call the shot on this one because, see, they wanted it uncensored, and they want the rules are there ain't no rules. Well, I'm going to show you why I survived 22 years in professional wrestling. Bring the weapons. I will show you how to stick them up your ass.
Okay, Jana, what do you think of that?
Well, I mean, I'm willing to do anything I can to, you know, along with Latasha to get those tag belts. You know, Latasha and I, we've battled each other in and outside of the WSU, you know, ring many times out, you know, with not only, you know, the empty arena matches, but we've also had an uncensored rules match. So we're not, you know, unfamiliar with the format. So I have a question for you though,
Jana. When you say, you battled in and out and everything, does that include that y'all had a dance-off?
We've never had a dance-off, one-on-one.
Oh, okay. So you did doubles instead of, you know, one-on-one? Gotcha.
We've only danced off against teams, but I don't think there's going to be much dancing this time around. I think March 5th, the dancing's not going to be a priority in our eyes.
No, I bet you if Amy and I, you know, sang a few bars or something, I bet you'd dance. What do you think, Amy?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, that might be a little scary. Cindy singing. Not where I want to go.
It's going to be interesting because, you know, like if it is a fans bring the weapons match, I don't think these two have a prayer.
Who, us?
No, the Saints.
Oh, well, I don't think they've been exposed to an uncensored rules match yet. So this is, you know, they're taking on a lot. So, but they chose the match.
So. You know the old saying, be careful for what you wish for.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with Amy on this one.
Yeah.
I bet you they actually probably booked some flights and are probably headed out of town at this point. That's why they could be where they are tonight.
Oh, wow. Then they forfeit the belts, and we'll just the four of us will just kick ass and forget about names. And the winner is the winner. That's how I look at it. I don't care anymore. Let me explain something to you. First of all, I didn't take this uncensored match for the belts, believe it or not. I've established myself already with a tag belt, okay? I was with Taylor Wilde. We didn't know one another from shit to shine. And we tagged up